Who is worthy to receive heaven's blessings? Are you? I am, and I don't think it's bragging to say so. Over the next few minutes, as you hear my testimony of God healing a generational wound, I hope that you'll discover that you are every bit as worthy to receive good gifts from God. The idea for me to tell you this story started when my daughter and I discussed plans for her 10th wedding anniversary. I can hardly believe that that milestone will be here in less than 2 months. And I will never forget the miracle that God performed 10 years ago in answer to a prayer that I'd started praying 5 years earlier. Through those years of praying for God to heal a broken relationship in my family, I held on to the promise in Galatians 6 that says, I will reap a harvest of blessing when I refuse to give up. Today, I'm going to testify to that harvest that God blessed me with. And I pray that hearing my story will encourage you to trust in God's ability and willingness to bless you with a harvest of blessing if you refuse to give up. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I believe that the tongue has the power to speak life. It also has the power to speak death. So what is it that we're going to be speaking? I want us to be speaking life. And because I believe that the Bible contains words of life and truth, I read each week, I read a verse or so, and I pull out a declaration from what we learn from those verses. And then I have you declare it with me to empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to read Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10 from the New Living Translation. Let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. I sincerely want to encourage your faith today, especially if you're about ready to give up. Will you be proactive and declare the truth in Galatians 6, 9, and 10 with me? Again, it goes like this. I will reap a harvest of blessing when I refuse to give up. My friend, when you're tempted to give up, I want you to declare this promise. I will reap a harvest of blessing when I refuse to give up. Okay, will you say that with me now? I will reap a harvest of blessing when I refuse to give up. Now, before I share my story, I need to make an important point about reaping blessings from God. You are worthy to receive. Receiving gifts from God often hinges on our willingness to acknowledge we're worthy to receive from God. Because if we think that we aren't worthy to receive anything from God, chances are we're not going to ask. And if we don't ask, then we won't have as much to testify about. So here is what I am going to testify about. On April 9th, 2022, God showed up on the dance floor at my son's wedding to assure me that a generational wound had in fact been healed. The tender moment during the Mother of the Groom dance was in direct answer to my prayers. Now, I'll tell you about it at the risk of bragging on my son, Scott, who happens to be extremely talented, considerate, and generous. Now, between his wedding ceremony and the start of the reception, Scott mentioned that he planned to give me something special at the end of our dance. Now, he knew that I would love his incredibly thoughtful gift, even if no one else even noticed that he had given it to me. in order for you to grasp the significance of what Scott did at his wedding, again, that was just in April of 2022, I need to back up 10 years to my daughter's wedding, which was in September of 2014. Actually, I want to back up even further, all the way back to when Stephen Curtis Chapman released a song inspired by his own daughters called Cinderella. The lyrics to Cinderella broke my heart. My dad and I had the kind of relationship that Stephen Curtis Chapman sang about. My dad died of cancer in 2009, the year that that song Cinderella was constantly on the radio, the year that Stephen Curtis Chapman performed Cinderella at the Dove Awards, the year that my daughter, Sarah, went into a tailspin grieving the loss of her papa. You see, my dad and Sarah had a Cinderella relationship too. Papa always made time for his granddaughter. My husband, Steve, on the other hand, poured his energies into his business. I begged God to get Steve's attention, to open his eyes to how desperately his daughter needed him. And each time that song Cinderella played on the radio served as a reminder that my prayers were going unanswered. Again, this all happened in 2009. My daughter was married 5 years later in 2014. Have you ever prayed 5 years without seeing God move? I have. And I want to encourage you to keep praying until God answers. I like to say that God answers our prayers in one of three ways: yes, no, or keep praying and I'll get back to you. So if God hasn't given you a definite no, then keep asking. Don't give up. Remember our declaration? I will reap a harvest of blessing when I refuse to give up. Oh, somebody needs to say that really loud. I will reap a harvest of blessing when I refuse to give up. Back in 2009, I began to punch out that heartbreaking Cinderella song the moment I heard the opening notes. I had a love-hate relationship with that song, but I grew determined to feed the love and starve the hate. So I stopped turning off the song when it started to play, and instead, I started praying for breakthrough. And I tell you what, that radio station's playlist gave me plenty of opportunities to pray. That song was on a lot. Each time I heard the opening strands of that song, I prayed that the workaholism that my husband had learned from his father would be broken in this generation, and that his relationship with his daughter would be healed. I prayed that one day Steve would be the papa to his granddaughters that my dad had been to Sarah. I prayed that my son, Scott, would be the kind of dad that mine had been. I remember thinking that even if my husband doesn't dance to Cinderella at my daughter's wedding, my son will dance to a similar song at his daughter's wedding one day. But I wouldn't have to wait for a whole generation to pass. Still gets me. Because God had a surprise in store for me. But I need to take a break before I lose it. And I want to ask you that if you're getting anything out of this message, any encouragement at all, would you tap like and also subscribe and be sure to click or tap the bell for notifications? Okay, I pulled myself back together. Back to the story. In the months leading up to Sarah's wedding day, Steve worked hard to transform our backyard into a beautiful venue for the ceremony and the reception. Now, he later told me that he would hear the song Cinderella as he swung a hammer or shoveled dirt. God was working on Steve's heart, even as he was working on that backyard. Now, I made a point earlier that you are worthy to receive. Now, here's another point that I would love for you to take a hold of. God gives good gifts to his children. Again, as I said a minute ago, Steve was working on the yard for his child, right? For his daughter, while God was working on the heart of his son, my husband, Steve. No matter how extravagant, weddings can be pretty extravagant, no matter how extravagant our gifts are to our children, we can never outgive God. Sarah chose Stevie Wonder's song, Isn't She Lovely, for the father of the bride dance. And when that moment arrived, the DJ started playing that song and Steve swung Sarah into a twirl, and then immediately he began waving his arms. He said the DJ was playing the wrong song. Oh my goodness, the look on Sarah's face was priceless. I had no idea what was going on, but that is when I heard the all too familiar opening strands of the waltz that I had been praying through for more than 5 years. As I wept, Steve danced with his Cinderella. Now, if you're anything like me, you might hear a story like mine, like this one right here, and think, I wish that would happen for me. Why doesn't that ever happen for me? I'm here to tell you, don't stop believing. Revelation 12:11 promises that we can triumph over the powers of darkness by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I'm sharing my story of triumph so that you can triumph too. I want you to believe and speak today's declaration and allow its words of truth to cancel the effects of any lies you may be believing, anything that makes you think that you're not worthy or that your time will never come, because I promise you, you can declare and know from Galatians 6, I will reap a harvest of blessing when I refuse to give up. Now, let's get to my son's wedding, which was just a couple of years ago. I heard a different waltz begin as Scott escorted me to the dance floor for our featured Mother of the Groom dance. Now, I wasn't surprised by the song because we had discussed the need to delete the second verse of the song that we chose. It's called May I Have This Dance by Scott Crepane. My son is a professional audio engineer, and I knew that he could remove the verse, the second verse, which sang of a love more suited to the bride than to me. Loving every moment of dancing with my son, I didn't notice Scott's perfectly smooth edit as the song moved from the first verse and chorus into the bridge and final chorus. As the song drew near the end, I began to speak a blessing over Scott, but he didn't want me to miss his surprise. Mom, he said firmly, listen. So I shut my mouth as the closing measures of our dance song turned into the opening notes of Cinderella. I tell you what, my breath caught in my throat and the tears just started to fall. Scott beamed, knowing that I had heard the surprise that he had planned and performed, especially for me. In that moment, God healed a generational wound. I know he wants to do the same for you. My friend, you are absolutely worthy to receive good gifts. So plow the ground with prayer and trust God to produce the fruit in good season. God gives good gifts to his children, and he has promised you a harvest of blessing if you don't give up. Let's not get tired doing what's good. Let's determine not to give up. And let's keep praying in faith. Let's do that now. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that helps us to hold on when we're ready to give up. From stories of people like Joseph, who waited years before he saw the plan unfold. David, who ran from the king after he'd been anointed king. There's so many stories. And Lord, my story of praying for healing in a relationship. And now my daughter and my three little granddaughters just have such a great relationship with Steve, God. And it's because of you and your healing power and your promises kept. And so, God, I pray for anyone listening, Lord, who needs to know that you are faithful to every promise that you've made, and you are so loving, and you are so good, and you give us good gifts. Lord, hear their cries, hear their prayers, and answer them, just as you did for me. And I ask for this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today for Believe and Speak. And would you let me know in the comments about a prayer maybe that you have prayed for many years? Now, if you've been praying a long time, you may be wondering if you're praying the right way. So if so, I invite you to watch my 4-part series on how to pray effectively. I'll put a link to part 1 in the description for you. Please share this video with a friend who is ready to give up. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.